Congratulations, class of 2020. Today we honor you and all of your accomplishments. You all have overcome some adversity in order to make it to the finish line, and that you did. So today, on behalf of all of us at the Outlet community, congratulations. This is just the beginning, and we want you to continue to persevere after everything that God has for you. If you're a part of the class of 2020, or you're a parent of someone in the class of 2020, whether it's graduating from preschool, fifth grade, middle school, high school, college, trade school, Bible school, fish school, film school, wherever you're graduating from, let us know in the comments, and we want to acknowledge you at this time. Also, if it's your first time tuning in to an Outlet at Home, thank you so much for watching on today. It is our honor to come wherever you are in the world, and we pray that the message today will encourage your heart and strengthen you as you go about your week. To everyone who's coming back, hey y'all, what's up? We're about to get into another series that I have been, I just can't really describe my excitement to get into. So if you have your Bibles, go with me to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, we'll be looking at verses 1 through 4. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. We are going to spend some time this month fleshing out these verses that are rich with spiritual application to our daily life. And as I was looking at Colossians chapter 3, this week and just in the last few months, we have really been presented with an opportunity to examine the quality or the nature of life. What is life? And in our society, there's more focus on a fetus at times than there is on a real human being. But I want all of us to know that no matter where you find yourself in, no matter what race, no matter what socioeconomic status you find yourself at right now, everyone who is under the sound of my voice at this time has a reason for being here on this earth. That no system, that no oppression, that no adversity can stop what God has called you to do. But there are some things that we need to have, and there are some things that we need to possess, and there are some principles that we need to apply to our life so that we can navigate the changing landscapes that we find ourselves in. So we look at Colossians chapter 3. We'll start at verse 1. I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. It says, "Since you've been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth, for you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in his glory." The title of this message and this brand new series that we're going to begin today is simply, "My Life Matters." Come on, type that in there. Say, "My life matters." Your life matters. There's a reason why you are here on this earth. And I want us to be able to lead the best lives possible by growing in our awareness of who we are as individuals, why we've been placed on this earth, and how do we get into alignment so that we can produce the very things that are on the inside of us and in our hearts. Before we do this, let's go ahead and go into prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word. I thank you for this series. None offense, Lord. All of you, I pray for everyone listening. Open their hearts. Cause it to be fertile ground that we're sowing the seed of the word of God into. Help us to all walk in unity. Help us to all walk in love. And help this word come alive. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In verse 3, I want you to pay attention to a phrase that we're going to spend the bulk of our time today fleshing out. And at Colossians chapter 3, verse 3, in this latter part, it says, "And your real life is hidden with Christ in God." Hidden with Christ in God, that real life that we have. And it's making reference to that this natural world that we live in is temporary. The natural things that we experience, the things that we see, the things that we smell, the things that we touch, the things that we feel, all of those things are subject to change. And we have an anchor to a world and to a life that is permanent and far greater. But the word hidden with Christ means the word crypto, or not perceived immediately or with certainty. And so if you could remember the times when you first came into the things of God, or when you first got born again, you know, you've probably heard the phrase, God has a plan for your life, you have a purpose, but you're looking around at your life wondering, how in the world is that so, and how in the world will that come to pass? As we drill down into the word crypto, that's where we get the word cryptic or optical illusion. Now, if you notice an optical illusion, when you're looking at it from one particular direction, it looks one way. But as you approach it from a different direction, it presents a different picture. And so what Paul is encouraging us in Colossians chapter 3 is that you can approach this life that we have with God from a purely natural perspective, where I won't believe it till I see it. I'm skeptical. I really doubt if anything that I pray is ever going to come to pass. You can approach the life that way, but you won't get the most out of it. The way in which you're going to pull out the true hidden gems that comes from a thriving and an authentic relationship with God is that you have to change your perspective to see things the way God sees things, so that you can produce and live from that place in your life. Now, I want to, for a moment, caution you that Colossians 3, verses 1 through 4, this opening text, has been used in a different way to encourage an out-of-context meaning. That out-of-context meaning, when you hear things like, set your mind on things above, or seek those things that are in heavenly places, what sometimes it's taught to mean is you don't need to focus on what's going on right here on earth. You don't need to be caught up with what's happening right now. Only thing that you need to worry about is what's gonna happen in heaven. And when we all get to heaven, what a great day it will be. And that's not what Paul is encouraging us to do. What he's saying is, if you get your basis or your worth from things on this earth that are subject to change and subject to not go the way in which we'd like, then you will have no hope to live out this life that you have with Christ. What he's saying to all of us today is that we need to set our mind and seek after the realities, the divine realities that come from heaven, so that we can apply those to this earth that we live in today. He's saying that we have this gospel, we have this word, so that it can enable us to affect change in the world that we're in right now. But if I only see life through natural lens, I won't get the full advantage of this life that I have in Christ. And so when we only see half of the picture, we're only gonna get half of the truth. If I'm waiting on things to happen before I believe, I'm gonna be waiting longer than God intended for me to walk into the very things he's created me to do. Because our life, with its accompanying feelings, with its thoughts, with its emotions, everything about us, the good and the bad, all of our life is a gift from God, but we must have the right approach to life. Someone type in again, my life matters. Now this year, I've been going back to golf. I took a couple years off to kind of get the outlet going, and because golf is, it takes at least 4 hours whenever I go to go through 18 holes. And golf is a sport that I enjoy. It's something that my father taught my brother and I the first time we could walk. But one thing about golf is it doesn't matter how far you drive the ball. The secret to golf is, how will your approach be to the green? The green is the place where the hole is, or the place in which determines whether or not you're going to win or lose a round. And if all you do is go out on a golf course and just swing away without any strategy, you're not considering what clubs to use at the right time, you will not have the best round that you possibly could. And in the same way, as it relates to our walk with the Lord, it's important that we have the right approach to our life here on this earth, that we just can't take things into our own hands or depend on wisdom from, you know, things that did not come directly from Scripture to produce what it is that we're believing for. And in Psalm chapter 90 and verse 12 in the New King James Version, it says, so teach us, it's saying to the Lord, so teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. It's telling us that the right approach to life is to live an intentional life, a life that's on purpose. And he's asking the Lord to help me be focused with my time. Help me to be focused with my emotions. Help me to be focused in my thoughts. Help me to be focused in my endeavors so that I do not waste the precious gift of today that we have. Sometimes we can get so focused on tomorrow or our prayers that, you know, we're waiting on them to come to pass that we miss the gift of the days that we're in right now. But there are a few questions that I want you to ask yourself, and really four in particular. I want you to ask yourself, am I expending an inordinate amount of energy trying to have a successful life? Number two, am I overly concerned about what others think of me? Number three, in my care of what others think, do I take my own feelings for granted? And number four, how well do I say no? Now you might be wondering, why in the world am I asking all these questions today? These questions are going to help you determine how well your life has boundaries and where do your boundaries need to be tightened up. And let's talk about boundaries here for a moment. Let's take a closer look at what boundaries are. Boundaries are an established limit. They're a line that shouldn't be crossed. Natural examples that we can think of with boundaries are skin or maps that mark off where one state ends, one state or one city begins, or one county. They're budgets. Budgets are financial boundaries. Boundaries are not bad, and we all need to be mindful of how are the boundaries in our life. You see, boundaries define who we are, and they give us freedom because we're able to experience our own limitations. If I'm trying to be all things to everyone, I'm going to end up burning the candle on both ends, and it will not be a benefit to anyone. Boundaries mark our own physical, moral, and personal responsibilities. You see, we are responsible for our own feelings. We're responsible for our own attitudes, beliefs, behaviors, choices, values, the limits that we put on others and the limits that we put on ourselves. We're responsible for boundaries with our talents, with our thoughts, with our desires, and with our love. What am I trying to say? Boundaries are in place because they create the time and space necessary to recover from the normal wear and tear on our emotions that life brings. And what happens is we sometimes set boundaries in one season of our life, but as our seasons change, we don't reevaluate the boundaries we set, so we find ourselves overwhelmed in a brand new season. And so as your life progresses, you must periodically make adjustments to your life's boundaries to meet your current demands. Hear me when I say this. You need to periodically make adjustments to your life boundaries to meet your current demands. You know, you can think about the times when you first were starting a business, or you were first on an entry level of a particular job in a particular company. During the day, you were probably able to hang out and talk with whoever you wanted to talk with. But the more responsibility that you began to add to your life and to your day, when children were introduced into the equation, when just you had new responsibilities that you had to manage, you begin to realize that you had to become more strategic with your time. The other day, I was having a conversation with my wife, and you know, we were just asking each other, how are we doing spiritually? You know, are we getting enough quiet time? Because once we hit the ground, it's like our day doesn't stop until we go to bed at midnight. And I was about to position my mouth to say, you know, it seems like I don't have enough time to really get in the word like I'd like. And before I could get that last bit of that lie out of my mouth, Holy Spirit just spoke to me and said, well, you would have more time if you put more boundaries on your time on social media. If you put more boundaries on your time on the phone. If you put actual written constraints on your schedule and you adhere to them to the best of your ability, you would find that you have the time for what you need. Often in our mind, we say we've got our boundaries under control, but if we look at our calendar for the day, where can we take an audit to have more time to do the things that are most beneficial? Now, this is just the introduction. We are going to get into this the rest of the month because I want us to have healthy boundaries. I want us to eliminate the toxic boundaries that are limiting us from producing at the levels in which we could. But I want us to take a look at something over in Matthew chapter 22 as I close. Matthew chapter 22. I love this, starting in verse 37. Why are boundaries so important? This is a very familiar passage of scripture. We call this the golden rule. We'll take a look at it here just for a moment. In Matthew 22 and verse 37, it says, Jesus replied, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. And he said, and the second is equally important, that you love your neighbor as you love yourself. And I can't tell you how many years, you all, I spent, because I saw love my neighbor as myself, I put my neighbor ahead of myself. But when you slow down and read this verse, what it's saying is, we ought to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, and mind. And he said, this is just as important as loving God with everything in you, that you love yourself first so you can love your neighbor. And so what Christ is trying to tell us, and the reason why we're going to have this conversation over the next 4 weeks after today on boundaries, he's trying to tell us is that as humans, and as a human, I can't love you until I love me. But doesn't that sound a little selfish? Doesn't that sound like, wait a minute, but doesn't the Bible say prefer others? We'll get into that next week. Before we end off today, I want to pray with you. And I'm introducing a concept because boundaries are going to take some serious heart work. It's going to take you making decisions that you've been prolonging for a while. It's going to cause you to have some tough conversations. It's going to have you saying no to things that you've been meaning to say no to, but something seems like it just wouldn't, you didn't want to because you didn't want to let these or them or those down. But I want us to understand that our lives are important, that your life matters. But in order to live your best life, you have to set the proper boundaries in place, biblical boundaries. And I want to pray with you to start this off because there are going to be some relationships. I'm going to be honest with you. When you first set boundaries, you are not going to be liked. You are not going to be everyone's favorite. But the end result of enforcing healthy boundaries is that you're going to be in a healthier place with yourself, and the byproduct is going to be healthier relationships with others. Can I pray with you today? If you're out there and you're like, my life is all over the place. I don't know if I'm coming or going. I mean, I've got my to-do list is off the charts. I always feel like I'm in a rush. I always feel like, you know, I'm up against the clock. I just feel like I'm losing control. I want to pray for you today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. I thank you for my dear brothers and sisters who are realizing today that it's time to have the tough conversation as it relates to boundaries. Lord, I'm asking that you give them your wisdom, and most importantly, give them your power, your strength, to have the conversations first with you and be honest with where they are in their lives and begin to see themselves the way that you see them. Lord, I'm asking that in the relationships that are present, that we're able to put up healthy boundaries, that we're able to clearly define where our life ends and where another life begins. As we do this, Lord, help us to be a people who are leading in the best way that you designed us to lead. And we thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you prayed with me, there's some information that's coming up on the screen right now. Just simply text me and say, listen, I prayed with you. And the number is 770-667-4899. Again, it's 770-667-4899. Y'all, this is going to be a good month. I'm going to encourage you when you can. Let's make it a point to get each of these messages so that you can live out the life that God has called you to live. Before we end today, we are going to receive